don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, this is Alan Watt on Cutting Through the Matrix, and today is Friday the 9th of May 2008. Newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and go through the previous talks I've given over the years on the big matrix system, which most folk think of as the reality. And also look into alanwattsentinel.eu. And you can get transcripts which you can print up and pass around in the written in the various languages of Europe. Here in the Great White North, nothing much happens. And when it does, it's always kind of overboard. And today on CNN.com, they've got Canadian train quarantined after a woman dies on board. And it says here, a passenger train was placed under quarantine Friday in Northern Ontario after an undetermined illness left one woman dead and at least 10 other people sick. Authorities said the train was carrying 230 passengers and 30 crew members. The police ordered the train station evacuated in the hamlet of Follette. The outbreak appeared to be contained in two cars in the train. The cross-country Via Rail passenger train was en route from Vancouver to Toronto. Emergency personnel received a call Friday morning, and the train was met at the station in Follette, about 500 miles or 800 kilometres northwest of Toronto. Police said as many as 10 people are ill with flu-like symptoms, and at least one person was airlifted to a local hospital. No one was being allowed on board the train with a protective gear. But to go on with this little article here, it boils down to, they don't know yet what it's caused, this whole thing, but they brought in the whole emergency response kit and caboodle and helicopters and everything to deal with this. This goes on to say it could be something of the nature of SARS, but that doesn't appear to be the case, given that the person in hospital now is stable. Trinier said there's certainly a possibility of something as simple as food poisoning and also an environmental toxin of some sort. And I'll bet you anything, the train company is hoping it's some lethal, awful disease to spread like the flu. Otherwise, it would be sued silly for food poisoning. But this is the sort of thing that's going on now with reactions and overreactions to fairly common occurrences. I thought I'd just bring that in because, as I say, nothing much happens in the Great White North, and it says the one person taken into hospital is in stable condition. And stable, pretty well, is a good descriptive word for the kind of health care they have in the Great White North. Because it's the most minimalistic care you could possibly imagine. That's how bad it is up in northern Canada. But they do a very good PR job of covering that up to the public elsewhere and in other countries. Now, this last week or so, we've been on about eugenics. And I'll be talking about an article to do with eugenics after the break is coming up. And it's a follow-up, really, on the big foundations that started up and have funded heavily the whole eugenics movement from the very beginning. And these foundations and institutions, as I've said many times over, are guiding the world along a set path, or I should say a path which they have set. And it isn't just pushing academia along a certain path, they're also funding all of the media and the educational systems and even your entertainment to insert ideas into your mind which don't belong to you. And those ideas become your opinions and may allow their agenda to continue. Be back with more after the following messages.
American adventurer Jim Humble discovered how a simple chemical compound and powerful oxidizer, chlorine dioxide, could be effectively used to reduce toxicity within the human body. The buzz on Jim's discovery, MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, is spreading, but not the understanding. Until now. Understanding MMS, Conversations with Jim Humble, is a new DVD available at understanding-mms.com. The Understanding MMS DVD will show how you can be a part of your own solution to toxicity. Here's the documentary producer.
This is Adam Abraham inviting you to get informed and help others to be informed of this amazing way to reduce the body's load of toxins, harmful microorganisms, and pathogens from the waters inside our bodies.
Get your understanding today for only $29.95 at understanding-mms.com. That's understanding-mms.com. Use passcode RBN to receive 10% off.
Our health really depends on it.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Hi folks, this is Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix and following up on last week's talks and the previous few shows about eugenics and the foundations behind them. They're all interlinked, you'll find, if you go into this particular area, and you'll find these big institutions, this gang or clique or club of interbred degenerates, are running the world and creating policies. They are heavily involved in the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and all the big organizations that guide the world along a pre-planned path. And it's a very good article in counterpunch.org, May the 8th, by Sharon Smith, on the Rockefellers. And partly down this article, it goes into the eugenic side of it, in a little detail. And it says here, no Rockefeller family history would be complete without highlighting their central role in shaping 20th century population control policy aimed explicitly at curbing birth rates among the non-Caucasian poor. Beginning in the 1910s, the Rockefeller money flowed into organizations such as the Race Betterment Foundation and the Eugenic Section of the American Breeders Association, which spearheaded the eugenics movement, the science, supposedly, of improving heredity. These organizations, also funded by the upstanding Carnegie, Harriman, and Kellogg families, sponsored academics, claiming that those at the top of the social ladder had proven their racial superiority, while those at the bottom were biologically incapable of success. Now, I've mentioned before, they believe you have a poverty gene. and no amount of social improvement will alter your circumstances. Even though they could train one generation, they claim the offspring would start at the bottom again and need retrained all over. The eugenics movement encouraged the superior races to marry each other and have lots of children, while promoting forced sterilization, racial segregation, and deportation of immigrants of those deemed unfit to reproduce. The superior races so admired by the eugenics movement were Nordic, with blonde hair and blue eyes, and the movement soon gained an admirer in Adolf Hitler. In 1924's Mein Kampf, Hitler noted, "There's today one state in which at least weak beginnings toward a better conception of immigration are noticeable. Of course, it's not our model state, German Republic, but the United States." By the 1920s, the Rockefeller Foundation was already providing hundreds of thousands of dollars to fund eugenics research in Germany. In 1929 alone, $317,000 of Rockefeller money went to the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Brain Research, according to Edwin Black, writing in the San Francisco Chronicle in 2003. Although the Rockefellers had withdrawn all funding to German research by the onset of the Second World War in 1939, Black argued, by that time the die had been cast. The talented men Rockefeller and Carnegie financed, the great institutions they helped found, and the science they helped create took on scientific momentum of their own. It didn't stop there, though, because they set up, the big foundations set up, along with the big bankers, often they're one and the same, in fact, like the Rockefellers, they set up the big umbrella organizations that gave the Germans their war machine, like IG Farben. It was on to say here, by the 1930s, the wheels for forced sterilization were also in motion inside the U.S. Laws were enacted in 27 states in 1932, calling for compulsory sterilization of the feeble-minded, insane, criminal, and physically defective. Physically defective. Remember that one. In 1939, the Birth Control Federation of America, as historian Dorothy E. Roberts described, planned a Negro project designed to limit reproduction by blacks who still breed carelessly and disastrously, with the result that the increase among Negroes, even more than among whites, is from that portion of the population least intelligent and fit and least able to rear children properly. Now, that's from this foundation. That's their words. In 1974, an Alabama court found that between 100,000 and 150,000 poor black teenagers had been sterilized in that state alone. After World War II, population control agencies set their sights overseas. In the 1960s, the International Planned Parenthood Foundation. Now, Margaret Sanger was also involved in that. She was pro-Nazi and pro-communist at one point. And she helped spearhead it along with these particular institutions. And it sounds quite nice, Planned Parenthood, like planning, and parents are good. You see, these are the fuzzy nice words, proactive words, as they call it. So rather than call it what it was abortion, and it was actually forced sterilization. They called it Planned Parenthood Foundation, and they heavily funded it by the Rockefellers alongside the U.S. government. And they played a key role in a coercive sterilization program targeting third world populations. By 1968, one-third of women of childbearing age in Puerto Rico, still a U.S. colony, had been permanently sterilized, often without their knowledge or consent. Rockefeller-funded programs sterilized 40,000 women in Colombia between 1963 and 1965, according to feminist author Bonnie Mass. These are just two examples among many. The self-righteous claims of the current generation of Rockefellers must be viewed in this context. They've kept silent since the 1989 Exxon Valdez Alaskan oil spill, even as ExxonMobil has refused to pay court-ordered compensation to the nearly 33,000 Alaskans who won a lawsuit against Exxon in 1994 for the company's reckless behavior. Now, these are all subsidiaries of the Rockefellers when they disbanded Standard Oil. They were forced, under the Racketeering Act and various other laws, to break up their major Standard Oil Corporation, which they did into a few just as well-known ones today. Nor have they uttered a word of protest following news that growing numbers of employed workers across the U.S. are lining up at food pantries due to the skyrocketing price of food and gasoline. As Bill Bowling, founder of the Atlanta Community Food Bank, told CNN, people are giving up buying groceries so they can pay rent and put gas in the car. Today's Rockefellers praise ExxonMobil for its current status as the most profitable corporation in U.S. history, having raked in a record $40.6 billion in profits in 2007. They're merely watching out for their own parasitical futures. So that's a very good article, one amongst many on this particular family, and it's incredible how many fingers they have in so many pies that we take for granted, things which are essential to the present society in which we live, including the funding to just about every university in the Americas and many abroad as well. But along with the funding and these grants that they hand out, come certain stipulations as to what you should discuss and what you should possibly ignore. That's how it's done. And they have think tanks working for them. They have they've got fingers in medical research. They pretty well own a good part of the cancer treatment industry. And it's phenomenal how the robber barons, that's how they started. The first Rockefeller was a robber baron who got in with the other robber barons on the railway companies and made incredible land deals in which he grabbed up the land that was soaked in oil and made his fortune. He also limited competition by various shady means. And after a great publicity campaign, when they hired professional makeover people to give them good images, they became wonderful philanthropists. And you'll find the same story is probably behind most of these great big philanthropists of today. Now, you can go into so many sites now and read about characters like the Rockefellers and even Carnegie Institution as well, because they were all involved in the same particular agenda. Now, scandals are happening all the time. I've grown up for many years watching the scandals in different countries come and go. And one of the most common ones is when someone in a high level is a madam in capital cities dealing with top politicians that comes out into the limelight. If I was a toddler tolling around, it was Christine Keeler who came out in Britain, who happened to have slept around with all the top people in the military industrial complex in Britain, many of them British lords, and she'd also been bedding with some of the Soviet counterparts and passing information back and forth. This woman literally, if she had a bit more smarts, could have made a fortune blackmailing all of them. And of course the same thing has happened recently in the United States with a very similar type thing happening. But these things come and go throughout your whole life. The world in which we live is full of distractions and scandals that only reinforce that which you already know. The system is utterly corrupt. Utterly corrupt. And none of it makes any difference because the system goes on unabated with the same corruption occurring and reoccurring down through your lifetime. Why should it change? We find in the system we have no complaints department. How can you claim or put in any objection to morality in a system that really has no morality of any kind? When you're socialized into a system, and this is part of the culture creation industry, they call it socialization. That means you've adapted all of your indoctrinations and you believe in them, and even though you'll never live up to them, you put them into practice. You can also over-socialize people as well. The over-socialized ones go left-wing and criticize the rest for not being democratic enough. We'll be back with more of this particular topic after this break.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Ron Paul has not quit the race and is going stronger than ever. Since our last ad, Ron Paul delegates have won major victories in Missouri, Nevada, Texas, Alaska, Colorado, Louisiana, South Dakota, Minnesota, Florida, and many others. Many do not understand how the election process works. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. Ron Paul has a plan, and he wants you to become a delegate, which are first voted in county, state, and then the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win to find out more on how you can become a Ron Paul delegate in your area. That's ronpaulflags.com. Remember, buying a Ron Paul flag will keep these important ads on the air. So stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526. Buy a Ron Paul flag today.
Hi, this is Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix and touching on the scandals and all the things that happen during your lifetime that come in, become all the news and the rage for a few days or a few weeks, then die away and are lost in the dim paths of history. And then new ones come up, and they really don't make any difference because these are sidelines to the agenda. They're almost distractions to the agenda, but people get caught up in them nonetheless, especially when there's sex involved. That's human nature, as the media knows only too well. It sells very well. But talking about culture itself and what's moral, what isn't moral, it's whatever is moral in your lifetime is whatever has been approved at the top. And that goes for your whole culture. That becomes your culture, even though it could be opposite, completely opposing values of what you had in a previous generation. As Plato said, the ones who go through the change are the last to actually notice. And it's a sad statement that was noticed 2,300 years ago that still holds well today. Most people don't become conscious in their lifetime. They think they are because they know the recent topics and they know what Paris Hilton is doing and all this kind of stuff. They think that's what consciousness means. They keep up on the media stuff that's fed to them and intrigues people on a very low level. And that's all they think about. They don't think beyond that. They don't really see beyond that. And if something is not mentioned on the media, even if something happens right in front of them, they won't see it. They'll switch off. Because if there's anything important to learn or see, the media will tell them. And the media doesn't tell them, they don't see it. It's like the spraying in the skies that go on incessantly. they literally don't see it. They go blank. And I've lost count of the people who give me that blank stare, that robotic stare, as they click into that click mode back and forth. They want to get away from you, but they won't even look up. They can't imagine looking. In fact, these people have never looked up into the sky in their lifetime, probably, unless it's a hot air balloon race or something. But it's never dawned on them just to look at the sky and see what's there. There's no curiosity in them. But culture, as I say, is given at the top and promoted to those at the bottom. And when it takes, just like an inoculation, it takes on you, it takes well, they call it socialization. You've been socialized. But you can also be over-socialized. Some people with obsessional natures take all the in mantras that they're given from the top, such as environmentalism and greening and all this stuff, and global warming, your carbon footprint. They learn the whole vernacular, and then they parrot it all the time, and they become the left wing that then pushes on the rest of society and claims that they're not going along with the agenda properly. So that's the left wing's job, is to push that which those at the top already want pushed into action against those who are a bit more conservative or can't be bothered, or they tend to ignore all their indoctrination. So both of them work in tandem together. It's the way it's always been, and it's used as a science against the people. You'll find this in all ages, too. Now, I don't know if there's any callers there. I've got two on my board here, but I think we're here from the last show. Is it Carol from Pennsylvania? No? And there's Randall for Austin. So I'm going to talk away here about another article to do with surveillance and how we're being surveilled all the time in the society from cradle to grave. And our tax money is building the biggest prison ever built, the most sophisticated prison ever built on the planet. And this is from the WashingtonPost.com. DC Forging Surveillance Network. Privacy a concern as first phase links 4,500 cameras to central office. 4,500 cameras by Mary Beth Sheridan. This was Thursday, May the 1st, 2008. The DC government is launching a system today that would tie together thousands of city-owned video cameras. But authorities don't yet have the money to complete the high-tech network or privacy rules in place to guide it. The system will feature round-the-clock monitoring of the closed-circuit video systems run by 9 city agencies. Now, this is how they did it in Britain, too. Local agencies, local councils funded it all through your tax money. And they appeared to be separate, non-threatening, and then they merged them all into one big agency. And this was also shown in a few movies that were put out even 10 years ago about this particular agenda coming up. Now it's here in reality, and it's not because the writers in Hollywood have great imaginations. It's because they belong to the futurist society, where they're brought in and told what's coming down the road. They write nice stories about it. Enemy of the State is a good movie to see on that particular part of it. It says in the first phase, 4,500 cameras trained on schools in the first phase, right? Public housing, traffic, and government buildings will feed into a central office at the DC Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency. Hundreds more will be added this year. By making all those images available under one roof, officials hope to increase efficiency and improve public safety and emergency response. But civil libertarians and DC council members say that the network is being rushed into place without sufficient safeguards to protect privacy. Well, that's probably a sham, because we have no privacy in this day and age. Everything we're given, including the internet, is to get all your data out there. It saves them coming to your home and demanding it. People put up all their information quite happily and join all these little groups. And they're quite happy to tell you how many times they have sex per night or per week or whatever. They don't really care about privacy too much these days. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi folks, Alan Watt back, cutting through the matrix, and I'll leave it to the rest of you to go through that article I was reading about the cameras. It's just incredible how they're all linking them all together under Homeland Security. Even the what you thought were private store ones are all getting linked together. They already had that built-in capacity when they sold them to the store owners. Now, look, callers on the line, there's Danny from Germany. Are you there, Danny?
Yep.
Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me all right?
Huh? Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're talking about the Rockefellers, and, well, I'm not sure if you mentioned the eugenics, their eugenics programs, well, particularly here in Germany, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that.
Well, yeah, it's just the way that this period, the Nazi period, you know, is often presented, you know, in mainstream history. It's presented often as some kind of, you know, scheme that, you know, didn't really succeed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in so many ways, like it has, like if you look at today's society, and I ask myself, well, you know, were the planners in those days, you know, were they thinking about, you know, the 21st century? You know? And because, like, it really does seem, you know, that a lot of what, you know, they planned and all that, you know, really has come, you know,
yes.
has come to fruition, you know. Like one example, for example, if you look in the English dictionary, the English Collins dictionary, you'll find, for example, a German word there, called Gleichschaltung, you know, it's a German word. And the meaning here, then it says, well, the enforcement of standardization and the elimination of all opposition within the political, economic, and cultural institutions of a state. Mm-hmm. And that's presented as some kind of, you know, scheme that the Nazis had at that time. You know? But, you know, in reality, when you look at today's society, well, you know, in more ways than one, I mean, they have succeeded, haven't they?
They have. They've had, in fact, this bill that's been passed in the U.S. to do with taking the DNA from every newborn baby by law, although they've been doing it for 30 years, now doing it legally, since they passed the laws, they make it legal. And they've already admitted that they've tested 40, 50,000, used this DNA and the blood from these babies for experimental tests. It's nothing to do with helping cure diseases. Is to find out which ones are more prone to certain illnesses, etc., and you'll be labeled on a chart, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, etc., according to your fitness level, IQ, family history, stability, all of that kind of stuff, and proneness to certain illnesses. So this is well underway, and this is all part of it today.
Yeah, relevant to that as well, of course, is, you know, that the interesting book that you probably know of already by Edwin Black, you know, the connection between IBM and the Holocaust.
Yes. Oh, yes. All these big agencies and institutions are really a cartel, and you think they're unrelated, but they're all part of one big club. They didn't come out on their own, and even the robber barons didn't come out on their own to start up to gain and garnish the wealth of nations and to make people dependent on them, whole nations dependent on them since they'd own resources. They were given authority to do this, and you'll find all of this goes back to, as I say, the Royal Institute of International Affairs and the Council on Foreign Relations. They put out the front men, they open the doors for them, they allow them to have their way and do the little reign of terror as they grab up the resources and become very rich and famous, and then they open themselves up for business as new philanthropists who guide society. So that's absolutely true. It's well underway, and even, as I say, Hitler did not came up with the idea, and I didn't die with him either. It was born in London. It was born in England with Galton, Charles Galton, and, of course, the Darwin family as well, and it was championed by Davenport in the U.S., who started up that particular Coal Creek Harbor eugenics clinic near Brooklyn, and it's never stopped. And we see the same thing with the laboratories that deal with the medical industry, especially in the United States, were started up and funded and held by the Rockefellers for many years. And one of them actually it became the Cancer Institute, which was part of a war development plan for creating diseases abroad. They turned it into a medical beneficial system, supposedly, and it's called the Cancer Institute. It's the same families linked to the same things all down through history, and they mean business. And unfortunately, they're getting their way. They have massive lobbying power, and they have many organizations, hundreds of non-governmental organizations, well-funded, with lots of staff, the best equipment, with pension plans and the whole thing. And they constantly guide society along this particular path to eugenics. And they say that the inferior types cannot come into a new era without bringing down the superiors above them. So the inferiors must be eradicated, they say. And they mean business. They really do mean business. People should really take this very, very seriously.
Isn't it terrible? Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually one of the things that kind of prompted me, you know, to think about this. Actually, was after reading the book that you recommended yourself there, Charles Galton Darwin's The Next Million Years. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if I hadn't read the book upon your recommendation, to tell you the truth, I would have read maybe the first two chapters and just thrown it away, because I do recognize, you know, pure, you know, proto-fascism dressed up in academic garb. You know?
Yep.
But like I said, you know, because of your recommendation, I continue to read it to the end.
Yeah?
Yep. And I have to say, the thing that saddens me the most, you know, when I read books like that, that it's very difficult, like, to convey to people, you know, what, you know, the different levels, you know, the, you know, you know, ulterior motives of the authors there, you see, because I think what, you know, thing that, that I've been, that I often recognize, you know, in, you know, the general populace, not just in Germany, of course, you know, is that they've often, they've internalized what I'd referred to, what I'd term as, you know, fascist elements, you know, where they'd, their conditioning, you could say, you know, often forces them or compels them, you know, to pretty well, you know, agree sometimes in some ways, you know, with, you know, the, you know, the messages, you know, that, that people like, Charles Galton Darwin has them, you see, yeah? And, because of that, you see, you know, the real, insidiousness, you know, really of these, authors, you know, can be kind of, you know, disguised, you could say, you know.
It is, and lots of ordinary people.
And, you know, and rendered harmless in a lot of ways, you know.
Yet lots of ordinary people too take the, these kind of little talks on television, etc., to do with overpopulation, and then they'll hear a bit of Galton Darwin, a little selection of them, and they'll agree with them. And this is ordinary people because they're getting brainwashed into going along with this agenda.
It's terrible, Terrible. That's the thing that saddens me the most about those kinds of things.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well,
I'm sure you want to go on to other callers. And thanks a million for taking my call.
And thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
Bye now. Now I've got Ron from Michigan. Are you there, Ron?
Oh, hi, Alan.
How are you?
A couple of questions for you. How are you doing tonight?
Not so bad.
Yeah. How long did your wood supply last this year?
The wood?
Yes.
I'm still burning wood at night.
Oh, you were worried about getting enough in last fall. And
that's right, and I'm still burning it because it's cool, very cool at night.
Oh, it is.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. One thing I've wondered about is, looking back in history, is there a time or an instance where their agenda didn't come true the way, if it was there any breaks in their arrangement of history? And one instance I'd like to question you about would be the Irish Revolution in 1916. Was that planned, or was that spontaneous?
They knew it was coming. They did have a faction set up to try and guide it along a different path.
Mm-hmm, of course they do.
However, it didn't turn out exactly as they'd wished. I mean, you've got to understand that Ireland had been hammered from the 1500s, with Queen Elizabeth I onwards.
Oh, yes.
And they did not want a Catholic sort of people living near them, even in England. I mean, there's lots of wars in England itself over that very same thing. And after Henry VIII declared that he was basically the new Pope of England, and they'd have an English-type Catholicism, they call it Anglican, but they did not want the Romish involvement being so close to them. But they also have used Ireland as a breadbasket for Britain down through the ages to feed the armies and the wars that were going on all the time. And even with the Irish famine, we hear about the potato famine, but it wasn't so much that. They'd never exported so much grain and vegetables abroad to Britain, and Britain was having wars all over the place at that time. Mm-hmm. And they took all of this food from the Irish, and they had dragoons and guards and all these different battalions of redcoats in there, right all the way to the ships to stop the Irish from raiding the food stocks and getting some of it back for themselves.
Yes,
so they were starving the Ireland for the expense of feeding the troops at war, having these conquest at wars for England. And that's a real story that was going on at the time.
Yeah, they took half their food supply, you know.
Yeah.
And the famine was just what pushed him over the edge. You know?
And Jonathan Swift, that was of Gulliver's Travel fame, who was also a politician, wrote different articles on depopulating the Irish. He also thought they were inferior. And it's interesting that later on, Charles Galton, and H.G. Wells and others, who all belonged to the eugenic societies, put down Scots, Irish, Italians, and a few other different peoples for extermination.
Yes, they did.
So there's no doubt about that. This is an ongoing agenda here,
But so it's your thoughts that the revolution was didn't go the way they wanted it to, and it was all
control. I really think that they hoped that they could create this, that what they wanted at the time, and they wrote about it, and some of this is mentioned in the books published by the Council on Foreign Relations, because they were involved in this. They had their own men in Southern Ireland, and they hoped to set up this world federation based on the British ideal of the British-type democracy, which means you don't have any democracy at all. Mm-hmm. But they did try to set their own party up there and take it over. It didn't quite come off the way that they'd hoped. And I had relatives that fought in Ireland on both sides, and it was quite the battles they went through.
Yes, it's something they've swept under history. You know, it's kind of hard to find anything to read about it. You know, the Irish Revolution.
I'll tell you why. Because they put it down with an iron fist and just lined up people and shot them in the street.
Mm-hmm.
That's the real British martial law. They don't mess around. They'd already had plenty of practice on their own peoples in England when they had the cotton riots. So they were putting the cotton industries out of business by importing from India all the cloths and linen cloths. And there were massive riots because they were putting the guys out overnight, whole industries. And the dragoons and the guards were set upon the peoples and gunned them all down in the streets. This is the real history of Britain.
You never hear about it.
No. And that's why the founding fathers in America realized that you should not have standing armies. They knew that if they had a standing army, that it would be turned on the American people one day. And unfortunately, that is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Well, thank you for your thoughts on that. So it's what I thought, that it wasn't something that they'd planned, so... I've studied their tactics a little bit. And,
mm-hmm.
And thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, bye.
Now we've got Mo from Oregon here. You there, Mo?
Hey, hi, Mr. Allen. How are you, sir?
Not so bad. How are you doing?
All right. You know, with over 1,300 earthquakes off coast of Oregon since last month, and between 5 to 5.8 earthquake activity range. And now, I mean, month of May usually is the highest, one of the months that we are going to get an earthquake over 8 or 9 range. So I do believe, and maybe I can predict that we are going to get something very big in off coast of Oregon between 8 or 9 by end of this month.
It's possible. It's possible. I know they're doing a lot of stuff with HARP technology right now, and you can actually see it some nights. You'll see it rippling across the sky in a constant, steady pulse. So they're using the HARP technology, which is written into the Weather Warfare Treaty at the United Nations from the 1970s. They can create these earthquakes quite simply, very easily today, and anything goes. I think they're going to create all kinds of crisis to rush us through into this brave new world of theirs, where they present us with a whole new world constitution and have us all agree that we have to bring down our numbers, et cetera, into this new society. But they'll give us all kinds of crisis, plagues, real or feigned, threatened, whatever, and food shortages, all the things that you get in war, plague, famine, pestilence, et cetera, they'll give you. That's traditional.
Yes, I'm totally agree with you. And HARP is very active right now. 6.8 earthquake off coast of Japan. And we have so many earthquake activities around California all the time. And
yeah.
Reno also there too. And also in Ontario, near Quebec, we have had a couple of earthquakes over there too.
Yeah.
So
what you can do too, you can go into, there's a site there. I'll try and get a hold of it. But it does monitor the HARP bursts. And you'll see it on the graphs there when these earthquakes occur. You'll always see increased activity, very high, powerful activity happening for 24 hours prior to the earthquake.
So can you please give us, or we have to go to your home page? And
I'll try and find it and get it up there for you. Yeah.
Okay, sincerely appreciate you, Mr. Allen, and you have a nice weekend, sir.
And you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Now you've got Mark from Wisconsin. Are you there, Mark?
Hello, Alan.
Hello.
Zbigniew Brzezinski. I'm looking at a video from YouTube here. It's got Carter's old foreign policy advisor, Zbigniew Brzezinski, saying in front of a Senate panel that it's possible that Bush could actually stage a false flag terror attack. And mind you, he's saying this right in front of a Senate panel.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he could stage a false flag terror attack in the United States or Iraq to get the party started over there in Iran.
Yes.
Now, is that, Alan, do you think that's a split at the top, or do you think he's telling his buddies to get ready for this?
I don't think it's a split at the top. We know that Brzezinski's been in there advising presidents for most of his life. But I think it's almost a legal declaration of what's to come. Let's hold on. We'll discuss this after this break.
Okay.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Ron Paul has not quit the race and is going stronger than ever. Since our last ad, Ron Paul delegates have won major victories in Missouri, Nevada, Texas, Alaska, Colorado, Louisiana, South Dakota, Minnesota, Florida, and many others. Many do not understand how the election process works. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. Ron Paul has a plan, and he wants you to become a delegate, which are first voted in county, state, and then the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win to find out more on how you can become a Ron Paul delegate in your area. That's ronpaulflags.com. Remember, buying a Ron Paul flag will keep these important ads on the air. So stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526. Buy a Ron Paul flag today.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Hi, folks. Alan Watt cutting through the matrix, and we've got a caller on the line. It's Mark from Wisconsin talking about the possible split or rift between Brzezinski and others, the present regime, over how they're going to tackle what's coming up in the near future here. I know that Brzezinski was very against the way they tackled the Middle East. He thought it would be done in another fashion. It's not so much that their end goal is different, it's the way that it's done that they seem to differ on. That's what I seem to see out of all of this. Yeah.
Well, Well, he must have a lot of power to say that in public and not get shot, though, if you know what
he
I mean.
He has. Oh, he's tremendous power. I mean, the man's ability for literally designing a grand chessboard is incredible. He's a master at sort of wartime chess, you might say, and how to take countries on long term and get your way with them. And he did write the grand chessboard, and in there he has the whole agenda laid out for the long term goals of the United States. But on the way they're dealing with particular issues, he disagrees. He knows they're going to get bogged down in Iraq for an awful long time, maybe 40 years. And that, of course, is what Britain said, too. A minimum of 40 years being bogged down in Iraq to rear a generation from a new schooling system who will become the first truly democratic Iraqis. So that's only points they differ in, is how it's done, really. That's all.
Right. The reason I brought it up is so that people can understand, and this happened about a year ago, people can understand that the media is lying by omission a lot of the time, most of the time, I think. They just bring up what they want to bring up, and they omit the really pertinent facts. And if I could, I'd like to read the dedication to Zbigniew Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages.
Mm-hmm.
It says, human life is reduced to real suffering, to hell, only when two ages, two cultures, and religions overlap. There are times when a whole generation is caught in this way between two ages, two modes of life, with the consequence that it loses all power to understand itself and has no standard, no security, no simple acquiescence. And this was written by Hermann Hesse from Steppenwolf, and I did a little search on him, and it come to find out that he's a Mason, too, a Rosicrucian 16th.
Yeah.
Degree, I believe, and this is just amazing that someone would put this in the book, because they are declaring that we're between two ages, and he's also declaring that we're going to have a hell on earth, because there's no simple acquiescence of the people.
And that's right, and he also said in the same book, in the technotronic era, that part of it, where they'll be using technotronic technology on the minds of the people to control the public's minds, to keep them quiet and stable as we go through these transitions.
Right. I just actually cracked the book myself. And could I recommend a couple websites? They put text up from these big guys that you talk about.
Mm-hmm.
One is Conspiracy Planet, Conspiracy Central. I'm not sure if that's .com or .net. You can run a search. It's a torrent engine.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one is isohunt.com. And they have a lot of these books from these big guys there in text, and you can just download them.
Okie doke.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Now, Glenn from Philadelphia. Are you there, Glenn?
Glenn from Philadelphia. Good evening. Can you hear me?
I think that the music's just coming in to go off the air, unfortunately.
Oh, boy. Well, I'll just do a quick commercial and encourage listeners to send in even small donations via PayPal to your site. Because many thousands of small donations do a great deal to keep you afloat. So just a quickie commercial on your behalf.
It certainly would. That's true. Thanks for doing that. Well, from Hamish and myself in Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God or your gods go with you.